I'm David Campbell, Development Hearing Officer, and we are reconvening today's hearing at 10:45 on June 14th. I will note for the record that case number or agenda item number 7, which is PR 2018-001579, the applicant has requested a deferral to June 28th. So that item, item 7 on our today's agenda has been deferred to June 28th. We find ourselves now at case number 8 on today's agenda. The case is PR-2023-008660. The application is SD2023-00100. It's a preliminary and final plat. CSI Cartesian Surveys, Inc., agent for 601 Aspen Avenue, LLC, David Liotta, requests the preliminary and final plat for all or a portion of lots 1 through 4, Block 5, Ives Edition, zoned R1A, located at 601 Aspen Avenue Northwest, between 6th Street Northwest and Los Tomases, containing approximately 0.303 acres. This matter was deferred from our hearing of May 24th, 2023. And I want to say that despite our quick break and change of hearing officers, all members of the DFT continue to be sworn in. And I would ask that Mr. Mulhall, are you presenting for Cartesian?
Yes, that's correct. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc., address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
And Mr. Mulhall, just to be sure, do you promise or swear to tell the truth in this matter?
I do promise. Thank you.
Thank you. Would you proceed, Mr. Mulhall, with the applicant's presentation of the project, understanding, of course, that this has been heard and that we are here for a limited purpose based on having heard this earlier at the May 24th hearing. Please proceed.
Certainly. Again, this is Ramon with Cartesian. So we have added determination notes to the plat in order to seek allowance for the existing 5-foot sidewalk along 6th Street, as well as the right-of-way width, which is deficient of DPM standards of 82 feet. And so those notes are present. We also added a note per Water Authority request on sheet 1 about the potential need for resizing of any improvements dependent upon development. So that note was added on sheet 1 in the notes section. And so we've provided justification letters and a cross-section kind of showing the available space within the right-of-way for a potential bike lane within 6th Street and kind of the relocation and everything of the sidewalk should that time ever come. There's also an attached infrastructure list for Aspen Avenue and the installation of sidewalk along that frontage. And so with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mulhall. We will now, even though we're on a continued hearing, having started this on the 24th of May, I'd like to know if there are members of the public who are here to speak on this matter. If so, please raise your hand, either physically or digitally. Ms. Gomez, do we have any members of the public who have identified themselves for this matter?
I do not see anyone, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you. We will then proceed with each of the members of the development facilitation team. Again, I think we're only dealing, unless you have some other issue, I think we're only dealing with those issues that were left unresolved from the last hearing. So please address your comments to the determinations from sidewalk width and from right-of-way width. We will begin with Mr. Gutierrez, Water Authority. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. We have no objection. For future reference, please request an availability statement when you have ideas of the future development. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. We have Mr. Palmer, Code Enforcement.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. All prior comments from the 524 hearing have been noted in this submittal, and Code Enforcement has no further comments and no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. We go to Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation.
Good morning. This is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I don't have any comments or objections to the requested action. Just a note that street trees generally do better. That any future development that meets the applicability for street trees, they'll be required.
Thank you, Ms. Phelan. I do hear an objection from someone with you, but we'll let you handle that. Mr. Tiquan Chen, Hydrology.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the platting action. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Ernest Armijo with Transportation.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. The justification for allowing the right-of-way to remain at the existing 60 feet is acceptable to transportation, given that there is adequate space for future bike lane and sidewalk widening with landscape buffer. Allowing the sidewalk to remain at the existing 5 feet is also acceptable to transportation. We have no objection.
Thank you very much, Mr. Armijo. We'll turn now to planning, Ms. Wolfley or Mr. Webb, Mr. Rodenbeck.
Okay, Ms. Wolfley.
Okay.
Planning comments that remain are as transportation determined that the sidewalk can remain at the curb. There is the need for the landscaping buffer to be identified, and now that would be in the right of way on the inside of the sidewalk. And we talked about this as staff, and when this situation happens, there's not a super easy way to make sure that landscaping goes in. And so we are recommending that the installation of landscaping be a condition of approval of this plat, or if the property owner would prefer to provide a landscaping plan for this area to be approved with the plat, that could be executed when they have a site plan or building permit. So we would want to have Mr. Mulhall's feedback on that, if they prefer to install the landscaping now, or if they would like to provide a plan for what that landscaping would look like.
In looking at this, we're talking about landscaping in the two small plots that are on the hard corner there at 6th Street. Is that correct?
The long length of the parcel next to the fence, and I'm assuming that a fence is coming down, if Mr. Mulhall could respond to that, but it's, you know, all around that bike bench and up the way.
So this is where I'm all with Cartesian Surveys. As for landscaping and everything, I didn't receive any feedback from the client when I sent the comments to them initially. I know he kind of spoke to your offices a little bit about his future development plans, so you might even be more tied in than I am at this point about, you know, having, you know, a private building on the site that he was going to use. I expect he'd prefer the landscape plan and building permit. I think the only concern here is just with that bike lane, you know, that would necessitate relocation of the sidewalk into that, you know, area that you were hoping to landscape.
Right.
And so I think pushing that towards the building permit makes the most sense to me. Go ahead.
And this is where the applicant can't have it all their way. If they've argued pretty hard to keep the sidewalk at the curb and not have that expense now in putting in the bike lane, but they do need to come and provide the landscaping commitment, and that I would like, staff is recommending that happen at the plat to make sure it happens. And that can either be done as a, you know, condition of approval of the plat, or the condition can be that there's a landscaping plan for this area that's provided as part of this platting action. And I know this is a little bit new, but we've just had work with the city council that shows us that we can't just say, oh, that happens at building permit, because it may not be caught and it may not happen. And so we came up with this option for you to consider of providing the landscaping plan now that would be approved with this plat. And it can be a condition that the hearing officer approves, but that landscaping plan wouldn't, you wouldn't get sign off until planning saw that landscaping plan. Or if you want to have your condition that you install landscaping now.
Let me ask a clarification question. You say that there'd be a problem with having this included at building permit, but isn't there a site development plan that would have to get approved after this platting action?
We don't have any guarantees of there being a site development plan or when that would come in. And just to make sure that it gets caught, Mr. Armijo and I talked about this yesterday, and this was the idea that we came up with, because we've had a couple of these, one that, you know, was reviewed by the city council recently, where because we're not doing the because the landscaping buffer isn't clear at the time of plat, sometimes it's not getting executed the way the DPM shows. And the city council had us talk to them about that in a recent case. So that's why we want to make sure we have a path to have this landscaped.
Mr. Rodenbeck, could you pull up the current plat on this so I can see what we're looking at? It sounds to me like these two things may be related, given the right-of-way width and the sidewalk width here. And the proposed language on the sidewalk width says that the existing width already meets the ADA standard for the sidewalk width. I'm curious whether with the addition of a required landscape buffer, that would still be the case, that that it would then continue to meet the ADA standard. Maybe Mr. Mulhall can address that.
This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. So it's our understanding that planning is asking for the landscaping to happen actually to the west of the existing 5-foot sidewalk along 6th Street, as well as, I guess, presumably along Aspen as well. And so I guess we'd look for clarification on that. But it was my understanding that we would, you know, install landscaping along the west of the sidewalk until such time as the bike lane comes and redistributes all of that stuff anyway. Is that correct, Ms. Wolfley?
I'm confused. Is the bike lane would be east of the built sidewalk in the roadway, wouldn't it?
That's from Wealth Cartesian Survey. So the street view shows at best that the existing bike lane to the north of this property is in line with the existing sidewalk at that location. And so presumably the sidewalk would move west and the bike lane in the future would occupy the space that the sidewalk is currently in.
And that would involve a construction of an entirely new sidewalk and removal of the existing sidewalk, if I'm not mistaken. Is that your understanding, Mr. Mulhall?
Yeah, that's right, Mahal, with Cartesian surveys. Yeah, I expect that's what would need to happen, and then our, you know, our client might need to coordinate with the city when that occurs. There is, you know, a hydrant and utility pole in that right away that would need to be redistributed. Same with there's a bus stop bench, stuff like that. So, yeah, there's just a lot that would be rearranged in this space in order for that bike lane to come in. But I don't know what the timing on that is. And so I assume that planning is looking for landscaping to be there in the meantime, in order to sort of beautify and make it a greener space.
Ms. Wolfley, can you tell me a little bit about what when the city's bikeway through this area is scheduled to be designed, constructed, built?
This is Jolene Wolfley. Mr. Hearing Officer, I don't think there is a schedule for that bike lane. It's proposed. And so once again, when we started this case, we asked the applicant to provide the bike lane, move the sidewalk back from the curb, and provide the landscaping in between the curb and the sidewalk. The right-of-way line is, I think it's inside where this fence is, right, Mr. Mulhall? The right-of-way line is even more interior to the lot than what this metal fence shows. But so our first ask, which is what we typically would do when someone is coming in to do a plat, is to get all the requirements taken care of. The applicant subsequently asked for a determination to be able to maintain the existing sidewalk is fairly new, and to forego, therefore, having the bike lane right where this white line is for the road. The bike lane would go right there. The sidewalk would be moved back, and that the dirt area for landscaping would be in between the curb and the sidewalk. So if the applicant is wanting those determinations, which transportation is recommending, they do have to still provide the landscaping. They don't get a pass on everything. They got a pass on the bike lane, they got a pass on the sidewalk, but we're saying that doesn't mean they get a pass on the landscaping, and they need to guarantee how that's going to be put in by either installing it now as the final, before final sign-off of the plat, or they can provide a landscaping plan that accompanies their plat, and that can be approved, and then that would allow them to proceed with this plat. And those can be based on final signatures. Those can be, one or the other of those can be the condition of approval. But for the applicant to say they don't want to do anything, then that's what's not going to be acceptable.
Okay. Now, Ms. Wolfley, if I understand, are you saying that the fence may be encroaching on the public, on the public right of way? The existing fence is an encroachment on the public right of way, or does it represent the boundary of the private and the public
land? Mr. Mulhall is probably best to answer that. My visual would be that it probably does encroach, but Mr. Mulhall.
Yeah, that's fine with Cartesian surveys. The site sketch shows at best that it's generally in line with the property line in the southeast corner, and then strays into the right of way by the northeast corner by a little bit of ways. So yeah, it is a little into the right of way, and so that is correct.
All right, so. And Mr. Mulhall, are you aware of what the owner wants to do with respect to the fence that is constructed there, or what the ultimate use of the property is going to be?
This is from all with Cartesian surveys. So at the previous meeting, our client spoke that he had some type of prefabricated building that he was going to put on the site. And was just trying to keep that it, for private use. It wouldn't be necessarily for like a commercial property or anything. So I'm not certain on what the anticipated use for that or changes to those fences might be.
And are you aware whether the ultimate site plan for this would include a curb cut or any other access to the property from 6th Street?
This room with Cartesian, I believe the access is from Aspen, as that's how it's addressed, 601 Aspen. And so there's an existing curb cut and large gate along Aspen. So I don't expect them to want access along 6th because of that existing access through that gate on Aspen.
Okay. And with respect to, this is a question for Ms. Wolfley, along Aspen, are you also requiring or are you suggesting that we require a landscape buffer along Aspen as well?
This is Mrs. Wolfley, Mr. Campbell, hearing officer. I think that would be recommended. We didn't catch that we were focused on 6th Street, but it would, you know, at some point that landscaping also needs to occur on Aspen, especially if transportation is allowing them to keep the sidewalk at the curb there.
Let me ask Ms. Phelan, you may not be anticipating this, but is this a situation in which street trees would be required at some point when the property is later developed to get a building permit? Ms. Phelan, are you with us?
This round with Cartesian, her comments did say that if future development meets applicability, then street trees would be required. And listed out some, you know, IDO sections.
Right.
But I don't know if she was necessarily any more tied in than we are planning. We're on how I guess that prefabricated building would apply to, you know, street tree necessity per the IDO.
Yeah. So the city would require, it sounds like, given future development for this site, that strip of land between the edge of the sidewalk, the inside edge of the sidewalk and the property line would be required to have street trees. Ms. Wolfley is saying that it's required to have landscaping. It sounds like both of those would go together, but would of course be based upon the future development of this site. It does appear from the photographs and also from the plat that there is a non-concrete area on which there is appears to be maybe a bus stop in that area, as well as just dirt. But that is the area that appears to be what Ms. Wolfley would like to see landscaped. Ms. Wolfley, am I misstating that?
Mr. Hearing Officer, you have that correct.
Okay. All right. And if I understand Parks and Rec's comments, it is that street trees based on the IDO would be also required in that area. And Parks and Rec is willing to or will look at that at a future phase of development. I think that would be consistent with what should be done on landscaping as well, since street trees do constitute a form of landscaping. Okay, are there other comments, Ms. Wolfley, having to do with planning's input here?
Okay, just quickly, the application number needs to be added to the plat prior to final sign-off. And the current application number needs to be corrected. And then the DXF file approval from AGIS needs to be received.
Okay.
Those are the other details.
Okay. And are you able to put those proposed conditions into the chat?
Which ones would those be? Just The what? All the ones I mentioned, or the last?
No, the DFX. The DFX file condition and the changing of the case number.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just note too, we need a recorded IIA prior to final sign off because there is an infrastructure list.
Okay. That also goes in the chat box. I see Mr. Armijo's hand is raised. Mr. Armijo?
Yes, sir, Mr. Hearing Officer. During the discussions going on now, I didn't catch it in my review, and I'm glad that Ms. Wolfley brought it up. The fence line needs to be moved back to where they're back at within their property. They can't have the fence within the right of way.
Okay, and you're saying that based on the drawing and a survey, there appears to be an encroachment. Is that right?
That is correct. I'm putting this in the chat right now as a condition that the fence line needs to be moved back.
If you would put that in the chat, Ms. Shadabi, I see your hand is up.
Yes, Mr. Officer.
Okay, excuse me. Ms. Shabadi needs to be sworn in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ms. Shabadi, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Please proceed.
I just wanted to clarify it. In the Aspen side, we have Aspen Avenue. We have comment of having 6 feet, 5 feet, 5 feet sidewalk and 4 to 6 feet landscaping. And it's the existing sidewalk that I see, not sidewalk, actually the space that they have is 9.7. Is it correct? No, 9.4. Is it correct, Mr. Mohan?
This is from a whole Cartesian surveys. The space from back of curb to property line is 9.4 feet. That's correct.
Yeah. So I just wanted to clarify it for myself that they have enough room to have, as Mr. Wolfley mentioned about buffer and also sidewalk, they have enough room. Although they asked for determination, still they have enough to provide that requirement of IDO.
So you're saying that, Ms. Shadabi, that the with the determination, then that would be adequate. Is that right?
Even with that, it's so yes, they can. Okay. They can provide that.
Thank you. Mr. Armijo, I see your hand is up.
I'm sorry, sir. I hadn't lowered it from my previous comment.
Okay. Not a problem.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Sorry, one other item that, and I was trying to find a way to raise my hand politely, but could we talk with Mr. Palmer and see if that fence actually looks like it is a permitted fence?
Is this a platting question?
If there's a code violation, well, I mean, one violation is the fence is in the right of way. So that's what Mr. Armijo is talking about, correcting that. And then I thought while we were talking about the fence, it would be a good time to talk to the owner about if the, you know, materials, height, whatever, is also, if that appears to be correct. Or I don't know if it's a permitted fence or not, or if it's just one that got erected.
Mr. Palmer, can you address that? And then I'm going to ask Ms. Phelan about street trees.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I would have to do some research to determine if that fence, has had a permit obtained. Being as this is an R1A zone, there probably would be some difficulties with the fence height unless there's conditional use approval attached to it. With the fence height and materials at that location. And so when they get ready to move the fence, or I would have to, again, do some research, but if they were to move the fence or relocate the fence, they would need to obtain the appropriate fence permit prior to installation of a new fence, or it would be strongly advised, because if they are in violation, then they may have to modify the fence accordingly.
Okay, and Ms. Phelan, the question came up about there's a landscape buffer. Mr. Rodenbeck, if you'd scroll this up along 6th Street so that we can see that that landscape area that's west of the sidewalk. In your comments, as per normal, you talk about a future phase of development may require street trees in accordance with the IDA. From your visual on this now, as you see that buffer to the west of the sidewalk, between the sidewalk and the fence, is that an area that you believe will require street trees?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. And the street tree frontage is just required within 20 feet of the back of curb. So we do prefer it between the sidewalk and the curb, but if it's not possible, they are able to have it be within the first 20 feet up to the curb. So there's other options, but it is important for this area, especially with future development like the rail trail and things like that coming through here. We expect a lot more pedestrian activity and active transportation.
So street trees, even though you say they normally go between the sidewalk and the curb, if the sidewalk and the curb are joined as they are here, street trees are permitted on the inside edge between the private property and the public property. Is that correct?
Yes, within 20 feet of the back of the curb.
Okay. And normally those street trees are approved at what phase in our process? At the site development plan or building plan?
The applicability falls under the type of development. Usually any new building will trigger it. So, there's several items in that section in the first part. So it sounded like maybe a pre-built building was going in, and so that would trigger street tree requirement. And then the details of those are in subsection D in that same section.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Very good. Yeah. Okay. Anything further from members of the DFT? Okay. I'll turn to the applicant since no members of the public spoke. Mr. Mulhall, any additional comments? Now you should be aware of what has been put in the chat as proposed conditions.
This is from Mulhall Cartesian Surveys. I just want to note that we did get approved for DXF line work from GIS. So that approval got emailed to some of the planning folks, but we'd be happy to resend that. It sounds like we'll have the IIA to handle, the Aspen sidewalk infrastructure list items. And so during that time, I anticipate the best way forward would be to provide a landscaping plan for that space along 6th Street to planning while that kind of is ongoing. And then at that same time, we'll let the client know to provide what, permitting they had for that sort of semi-temporary fence, and then relocate that to their property line. So I think that meets all the comments that we were receiving. I just want to make it clear, I guess, that we were installing sidewalk on Aspen and we weren't doing a determination there.
Right. No determination is needed there. Okay, Ms. Wolfley. You're muted, Ms. Wolfley.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. I just wanted to note that there seems to be a power line along the area where we were talking about trees, and that might be something that needs to be worked around as well. And so That's why it probably would be helpful to sooner than later get a landscaping plan for that area to figure out what actually can be done and to make sure it gets done. One problem we have is when things go to building permit, they don't, and the landscaping is in the right of way, then they don't necessarily get handled as well as they would right now.
Mr. Rodenbeck, your hand is up.
Oh, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I was just going to know what Mr. Mulhall noted, which is that on the infrastructure list, they do actually have the required 5 foot wide sidewalk along Aspen. So that's they're good on that. And Mr. Mulhall covered that. So I'll put my hand down now.
Okay. Thank you. Let me. Here we go. This property has an existing 5 foot sidewalk along 6th Street Northwest, which is deficient of the city's required 6 foot width for minor arterial right of way per DPM standards. The DHO makes this determination that the public welfare does not require the 6 foot sidewalk. The existing width already meets the ADA standard. DHO grants the determination that the existing 5 foot standard sidewalk width is approved. The conditions, as shown in the chat, are that the there be a recorded IIA for the infrastructure development along Aspen, that the correct application number must be added to the plat. The AGIS DXF file must be approved if it has not already been so. A condition of approval is the fence needs to be moved back to the property line as it is currently encroaching within the, as it appears to be encroaching within the right of way. And said fence for future development must be adequately permitted. A condition, well, and then a note that future development will require installation of landscaping and street trees, but that's not a requirement of this plat at this time. And with that, let me also say there's yet another determination that we didn't talk much about, but that determination is that this property adjoins an existing 60-foot right-of-way width on 6th Street Northwest, which is deficient of the City of Albuquerque's required 82-foot width for a minor arterial right-of-way per DPM standards. The DHO makes this determination that the existing 60-foot right-of-way is adequate for the public purposes. And there are no conditions attached to that determination. All right, with that, this matter is concluded, and we will move on to our next case.